Quiet Mind, Day 16. Stop waiting, start living. How to break free from the trap of time and reclaim the joy of now. If you've ever thought, I just have to get through this week, or things will be better once I, then congratulations, you've been caught in the most subtle, socially accepted mind trap there is, waiting. Whether you're stuck in traffic or stuck in a job you hate, if your energy is leaning into a future you think will save you, you've already missed the only life you actually have, the present. We treat the now like a toll booth on the highway to our real life. But life isn't later. It's always here. Always this. So what if this moment is boring, painful, or frustrating? Well, if you truly can't change it or leave it, there's only one sane thing left to do. Accept it completely. This is called surrender. And far from being weak, surrender is inner strength in its purest form. It doesn't mean you give up. It means you give up resisting reality. And when that resistance drops, something strange and beautiful happens. You become free, even if nothing changes externally. Sometimes just dropping resistance is enough to shift the situation. But even if it doesn't, you've stopped poisoning your inner space with resentment, stress, or frustration. And that's everything. But what about when you're not doing what you know you should be doing? Then do it. Or if you're going to loaf, loaf like a pro. Go all in. Be the most present, surrendered couch potato alive. Either way, you eliminate the inner conflict. You stop splitting your energy into what is and what should be. Stress, too, is just another version of this split. You're here, but your mind wants to be there. You're in the present, but your thoughts are sprinting ahead. That's insanity, but a kind of the world calls normal. A kind the world calls normal. You don't need to slow down to stop stressing. You just need to be here while moving fast. Try it. It feels entirely different. And then there's the past, the great museum of our identities, the medals, the scars, the stories. If you find yourself constantly replaying old victories or nursing old wounds, you're not in the now. You're just strengthening a fictional self that lives in memory. It may feel like who you are, but really it's just baggage. Let it go. Die to the past moment by moment. Keep what's useful, drop the rest. You don't need it to be whole. And the future, the endless what ifs, the fear fantasies, the daydreams, those are just shadows. The mind pretending it's helping when really it's spinning you in circles. The truth is you can't cope with the future because it doesn't exist. You can only deal with this moment, and you always can. Just bring your attention back to your breath, your senses, your inner body, that's your anchor. Even goals, beautiful, meaningful ones, become toxic if they suck the joy out of the present. You'll never be happy then if you can't be happy now. If you don't make peace with this step, you won't enjoy the next one either. It's not the goal that makes you whole. It's presence that makes the journey meaningful. And watch out for waiting. That sneaky little habit can run your whole life if you're not careful. Waiting in line, waiting for success, waiting to fall in love, waiting for spiritual awakening. Waiting is just the mind saying, now isn't it. And if that becomes your normal, you'll spend a lifetime postponing your joy. But there's another way. Stop waiting. Snap into now. Breathe. Look around. Feel what's here. Be where you are. And next time someone says, sorry to keep you waiting, smile and say, that's okay. I wasn't waiting. I was just being.